Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 16, the Johnstown Flood. The Johnstown Flood, also known as the Great Flood of 1889, remains one of the deadliest disasters in American history, claiming over 2,200 lives and leaving the town of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, in ruins. The tragedy unfolded on May 31, 1889, when the South Fork Dam, located 14 miles upstream from Johnstown, catastrophically failed after days of heavy rain. The flood not only destroyed an entire community, but also exposed issues of negligence and social disparity that would spark outrage and legal debate in its aftermath. Johnstown, situated in a narrow valley along the Conemaugh River, was a thriving industrial town in the late 19th century. Its residents, many of whom worked in steel mills and coal mines, lived under the shadow of the South Fork Dam, a structure originally built in the 1850s to create a reservoir for a canal system. By the 1880s, the dam had been purchased by a group of wealthy industrialists who turned the reservoir into a private retreat called the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club. Members of the club included some of the wealthiest and most influential figures of the Gilded Age, such as Andrew Carnegie and Henry Clay Frick. Despite its grandeur as a recreational lake, the dam was poorly maintained. Over the years, significant structural modifications had been made, including lowering the dam's height to accommodate a road and removing critical drainage pipes. These changes weakened the dam's ability to withstand heavy rainfall. Local residents had long voiced concerns about the dam's safety, especially during times of intense rain, but their warnings were largely ignored by the club's wealthy owners. In late May 1889, a series of storms brought relentless rainfall to the region, swelling rivers and streams. By the morning of May 31st, the water level in the reservoir had risen to a critical point. Efforts were made to reinforce the dam, but the structure was simply not strong enough to hold back the immense pressure of the water. At approximately 3:10 p.m., the dam gave way, unleashing 20 million tons of water down the narrow valley. The wall of water, traveling at an estimated 40 miles per hour, swept through small towns and villages along the way, obliterating everything in its path. Trees, buildings, and entire families were carried away in the torrent. By the time the floodwaters reached Johnstown, they were a towering wave of debris-laden destruction, more than 60 feet high in some places. The force of the water crushed homes, uprooted trees, and even swept away locomotives. Fires broke out as oil and gas from destroyed homes ignited, adding to the chaos and loss of life. Survivors described the scene as apocalyptic. People clung to rooftops, trees, and debris in a desperate attempt to escape the rushing water. The flood left little time for escape or preparation, and many perished within minutes of the wave's arrival. The aftermath was equally harrowing, with entire neighborhoods reduced to rubble and the air thick with the stench of death and mud. Bodies were found miles downstream, and some were never recovered. In the days that followed, the scale of the disaster became apparent. Over 2,200 people were confirmed dead, making it the deadliest flood in U.S. history at the time. Hundreds of children were orphaned, and thousands of homes were destroyed. The economic damage was staggering, with estimates of property loss exceeding $17 million, a vast sum for the era. The response to the disaster was swift and overwhelming. Relief efforts were led by Clara Barton and the American Red Cross, which provided food, shelter, and medical care to survivors. It was one of the first major disaster relief operations undertaken by the organization, setting a precedent for its future work. Volunteers and donations poured in from across the country, demonstrating a remarkable sense of national solidarity. However, the Johnstown flood also sparked intense public outrage and debate. Many blamed the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club for neglecting the maintenance of the dam and prioritizing their leisure over public safety. Investigations revealed that the modifications to the dam had severely compromised its integrity, but the club's wealthy members largely escaped accountability. No criminal charges were filed, and legal attempts to hold the club liable were unsuccessful, as 19th century laws made it difficult to prove negligence against such influential individuals. The flood also highlighted the stark inequalities of the Gilded Age, where the interests of the wealthy often overshadowed the welfare of the working class. The disaster became a symbol of the social and economic tensions of the time, fueling criticism of industrial magnates and their disregard for the consequences of their actions. Over time, Johnstown rebuilt itself, with significant investments in infrastructure and flood control measures. However, the memory of the flood remained deeply etched in the community's identity. Memorials were erected to honor the victims, and survivors passed down stories of the disaster to ensure it was never forgotten. The event also inspired changes in dam safety and flood management, though it would take decades for such measures to become standard practice. The Johnstown flood is a sobering reminder of the devastating impact of human negligence combined with natural forces. It underscores the importance of prioritizing safety and accountability, particularly when the lives of entire communities are at stake. The tragedy left a legacy not only of grief and loss, but also of resilience and solidarity, as the people of Johnstown and their supporters worked tirelessly to rebuild after one of history's most devastating floods. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.